Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. A Sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, alimni wa awjis. O Nabi of Allah, teach me something, give me some advice, keep it concise, keep it brief. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him three pieces of advice. The first one we'll study today, inshaAllah. The first advice that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave this person was that, when you go towards salah and you are going to pray your salah, pray the salah of one who is bidding farewell to this world. In other words, that should be your level of concentration and devotion. Imagine if you were told that this was the last salah that you are going to perform, what will be the level of your concentration and devotion in salah? So in another hadith, Rasulullah has taught us that think of death during salah. One way of developing this concentration is to think of death during salah. And naturally, whoever we may be, naturally there are thoughts that come to the mind. Naturally there are things that come to your mind and that distract you from your concentration. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that at the time of salah, there's a particular shaitan that comes to you at the time of salah and at the time of wudu. He only comes to you at that time, at the time of salah. And he comes to whisper things in your mind that you may think of so that he may distract you from your salah. The thing is that at least the minimum I am required is to know what I'm saying at what point in salah. That's the minimum concentration. If I'm reading Surah Fatiha, my mind must be on Surah Fatiha. Then the surah, it mustn't happen that in my second rak'ah, I forgot what surah I read in the first rak'ah. And now, so at least the minimum ulama say that is accepted in the court of Allah is to know exactly what I'm reading at what point. It's not just just emotion. The mind's not there. Consciously, you must know what you are saying. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Consciously. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Consciously, you must know what I'm saying and how many times I am saying it. That is the minimum that's required from us in order for the salah to be accepted. May Allah grant us understanding.